This is Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to Street Knowledge. This is Chris Graham, and we are talking today. We're going to focus our attention today on the upcoming production at the Wayne Theater in Waynesboro of Shrek the Musical. And I've got with me here Hank Fitzgerald. And Hank is the driving force behind this musical. I could list all the roles he is playing behind the scenes in this. It goes everything from producer to chief bottle washer. Hank is the man. Hank, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Chris.
So, we are here. We're recording this podcast 8 days before the curtain drops. 8 day run, August 10th through 13th, and then August 17th through 20th. And so, Hank, 8 days before, tell me about where things are right now as you're getting ready for the debut.
Well, we call this time basically a week before tech is crunch time. We're trying to finish up all loose ends, especially with the hair and the makeup. The makeup is essential in Shrek. We have everything from lace wigs, prosthetics, foam latex, costumes out the wazoo, and just some amazing, amazing things happening. A huge set, a lot of rentals. We've rented a lot of stuff for this show that's coming in and has to be put up into the fly system. We're still working on lights. We have a mover that we rented for the show, which does all these special effects which are needed in Shrek. And so we call this crunch time in the theater business, that we're trying to get everything ready for Tech Week.
It seems to me, I mean, obviously, folks out there, if you live in the Waynesboro area, you know about the Wayne Theater. It opened in 2016 after a long period of time of working to get this theater ready. This was a movie theater for over 70 years, closed down. I was part of the board for a few years. We work with the Wayne now, getting this theater here. And, of course, a lot of the focus at first was on, you know, getting acts in, music acts, dance troupes, various acts in here. But now this year, really discovering the power of the Wayne in terms of empowering the local theater community. How many shows are? Is this the second show that you've worked on this year?
This is the third show. And plus, I did a music review, and that doesn't count the our training program, which we did Snow White and the Prince.
Yes.
We did in the fall. We did Secret Garden last year. In the spring, we did two things. We did the concert, which was From Broadway with Love, and then we did Snow White and the Prince, and then we did Xanadu, which was our last musical. And our summer musical this summer is Shrek the Musical, and we have another one planned for November, which is already on our website. So it's My Fair Lady. So yeah, we're real excited about the classic coming up in November.
Now I'm going to ask you to speak, so to speak, for the local theater community, local arts community. What has this meant, you know, having the Wayne here and having the Wayne say, hey, let's use this venue for you know, putting together these kind of events? What has it meant, do you think, to have this here and have this opportunity?
Oh, it's a blessing, not in disguise, but it's been amazing. With the state-of-the-art lighting and the fly system, that is so essential in theater. I mean, it's just an amazing thing to have, being a director, and making the scenes move quickly, having the scene changes and having versatility in your sets and your lighting, and it's just a nice icing on the cake for any kind of theater production. And the facility is just beautiful. So I've been honored to be here. So
I'm interested to hear, of course, and I know too, at working with the Wayne in a marketing capacity, I know that the My Fair Lady auditions are already on the website, so you have at least a little bit of your brain power devoted towards that. So you have so many things up in the air like a juggler right now. Take me through the process, you know, back towards the beginning of, we're going to do Shrek. How long ago did you start thinking, we're going to do Shrek, and how long does it take to kind of put this all together?
Well, we were in rehearsals for Xanadu, and I wanted something that really hadn't been done in this area, something big. I've done a lot of musicals. I've done Footloose, Mary Poppins, which are really fun musicals, and I wanted to do something a little different. And I had not really listened to the musical. I knew some songs from Shrek, and I was like, Okay, so I listened to it, and I had some friends say, hey, have you ever thought about doing Shrek? And so I looked into it, and we had some other options on the table, but we went with Shrek, and I'm so glad we did. You know, I had several people come to audition that I've never seen before. We had a lot of new people, which was so wonderful. So important to get new faces and around from the area and reach out to those different communities that we may have not reached to for people to get to auditions and stuff. And that's one thing that we're trying to do here at Duane is expand our actors and really encourage people to come out and audition for us and be a part of a production, which is a really wonderful thing.
So I'm curious, when you're putting a show like this together at the very beginning process, do you watch Shrek the Musical? I mean, we all know the movie. Do you watch other productions of it to kind of get an idea, or do you not want to do that?
I don't want to do that. It's really easy to say, oh, well, that looks good, I'll use it. But there's some things that you that are originally done in the original Broadway productions that are standard. Like, I would never change the appearance of Shrek. You know, he has to look like Shrek. Yeah. Fiona has to look like Fiona. Donkey has to look like Donkey, and there's suggestions. But I don't ever watch for blocking. I come up with my own blocking and ideas, and I don't like to copy. So
yeah,
that's just it doesn't do me any good.
Either consciously or subconsciously, if you watch someone else's, you may not even know that you're sort of borrowing from it.
Well,
but, right?
No, I mean, I think all artists borrow from other artists in some sort of fashion. You know, it's just that's a given. But I don't do that. I love costuming, I love design and makeup, and I think that's why I do it myself, because I enjoy it so much. As I'm getting older, it's getting a little bit more difficult to micromanage things, and so it's just a learning process. You know, this is the biggest show that I've ever done, and I've done some really big shows. I've costumed Les Mis twice, once at Shannon Arts and was in it, and then once over at Live Arts in Charlottesville, costuming that show and playing Jean Valjean. So it's like, I don't know, I guess that my mind goes 1,000 miles a minute. And so, you know, I don't sleep at night most of the time because I'm thinking about my next project, thinking about this is not done, this needs to get done. And it's one of my, I call it an artistic tick of mine that I deal with every day. And I guess it's the artistry of who I am and how I work. So
when you're younger, you know, you're becoming an actor, you're training yourself, etc. Did you always know you wanted to be, you know, a producer, director?
No, not at all.
Really?
When I first started out, I didn't even know I could sing. I was just like, I was going through the Waynesboro school systems, and I don't know, 7th and 8th grade, I was just lost. I was like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And, you know, I had had two very important people in my life. That was Roger Zimmerman and David Clatterbuck, who said to me, you know, you have a great voice, you should really pursue it. And I did. And I got into concert choir, I did Fresh Tones, and I did my first theater with Waynesboro Players. And it was Carousel, and then the following year, my senior year, I got cast as Tony in West Side Story, which was my first lead in a musical ever. First time acting. Only thing I knew how to do was sing, so I didn't know what I was doing at all. And then I ended up, the year after that, I went to Shenandoah University, and I had no plans before I even started doing theater that I was going to go to college. And I ended up going to Shenandoah University for theater, and I learned so much from Shenandoah. What an amazing school. It got me prepared for the outside world. It totally did. It was a very competitive school. Most people that were in my class have been in or on off-Broadway, in national tours. Some of them are still working professionally. So good school, good credentials. And, you know, after that, I did summer stock. I moved to Florida. I worked for Disney, the list goes on. And then I, you know, my mom got sick and I moved back here, and I started getting involved with Shannon Arts, and which I love Shannon Arts. They're the heart of, you know, me getting back into theater again. And I got asked to play Hank Williams in Lost Highway. I had never played a guitar. Never. Didn't sing country music. I mean, I'm more classically trained and music theater trained. And, you know, for someone to sing, you know, I have a southern accent. That's a given. But, you know, it's like I had to learn all these songs that I kind of knew. But I had to learn 24 songs in 4 weeks and learn how to play the guitar. And it was a challenge. And it was probably the most unique experience that I have ever done. It was really cool. And then it trickled from there. And then I decided that I started directing. I kind of took over for someone that was directing a show. And then I got hooked. And then I started doing more acting a little bit on the side than I was directing. And then it all switched. It all switched. I mean, I've done some shows and I still do it when I can, but I'm getting too old to play any parts that I'd like to play anymore. But I love directing. I love all aspects of it. And I learn. I mean, it was a learning process. I didn't have all the answers when I first started. It's all about, for me, being a director, it's all about the look of the show, how it looks, how it all morphs out of your artistry. It's just like, I look at it and it's got to look good. I got to see it up here. Mm-hmm. I'm a very visual person. Mm-hmm. And I see it, and sometimes explaining to my actors, they're like, oh, what? Tell me what you're feeling, you know. And I want them to feel what I'm feeling, but, you know, it's hard for someone to do that, you know. And it's kind of how to get your actors to where they are, and then it's just your vision comes through, and they see your vision too, and they're mm-hmm. sharing your vision, and it's just a beautiful process. I mean, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to see an actor start out and then totally become this character. And that's why I do it. I think the more of watching someone grow and to their potential and how far they've come, that's like the winning thing for me, is being a director, to see the success of what these artists and these actors that dedicate all their free time in this wonderful community that we have here in the Shenandoah Valley. We are so blessed with so many theaters, so many gifted people, so many artists, musicians. It's just, I don't know why anybody would want to live here. I mean, because I love it. I love it here. I've lived in New York City, Atlanta, Key West, Florida, San Diego, Florida, you know, and I came back here and I couldn't see ever leaving again.
I think people who've lived here for a long time, and maybe even newcomers, may take for granted, you know, that we do have this. I mean, you mentioned Shannon Arts, you have Oak Grove, you have this, you have in the Waynesboro Players, of course, yes, as you mentioned. And I don't know that every community has this.
No, we have so much theater going on,
and so many people to fill the roles too.
Oh, yeah, and it's you know, it gets difficult sometimes when you've got a lot of shows going on, because the talent is kind of gets sparse and everybody's spread out, but. You know, that's why, you know, we're always looking for new people. You know, I'm always looking for new people. New people, you know? And what's another good thing that's so nice is, you know, theaters help one another around here. If someone needs to borrow something, it's been pretty, you know, a good thing to have, you know. You know, it costs money to put on productions. And, you know, the funding isn't always there for everything that you might need. Mm-hmm. And it's called, you know, for Shrek, I borrowed stuff from Shannon Arts, Live Arts, Barber's, Barberville Playhouse, Four County Players, sorry. And even the Virginia Rep Theater. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have a good relationship with other theaters and being able to help each other out when you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Mike Connor called me and says, I need your help, I need some hair help or makeup help, I would go help him in a minute.
Yeah.
Or anyone else, if I have the time.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
usually a time issue thing with me. And if you catch me at the right time, I actually just did Four County Players did Chicago, and one of my good friends over there said, Hank, would you be our wig designer? And they had 23 wigs that had to be done in 20 style wigs. And I said, absolutely, you know? And that's where we got, they had a lot of costumes from Shrek that they did a couple years ago. And so we used some of their stuff, and it's just amazing. Well, amazing costumes over there. And you know, you have to borrow, and because you can't buy everything, because uh-huh. it gets your budget. You know, we were looking to rent some costumes from different places, and we were looking at $5,000 to $7,000. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the thing is that you know we don't have a lot of resources locally where we can get costumes and buy them. You know, and you know, seamstresses are a dime a dozen. They're hard to find. So you got to do what you got to do. That's one of the fun things about doing theater is putting stuff together,
mm-hmm.
and the hunt, going to Goodwill and finding things that work. I did Rock of Ages a couple years ago, and that's where everything came from, and it was fantastic. It worked.
So now I'm going to take a page out of my sports writer playbook. If I was sitting here talking with a football coach, I'd say, tell me about your quarterback. Tell me about your running back. If you can, maybe take me through some of your key cast members.
Absolutely.
Talk me through how, you know, the roles they're playing and kind of how they've grown. Like as you said, when you start to finish, you see them become those characters. Can maybe take me through some of that.
Well, the first person that I'd like to talk about is probably Seth Kislick. Now, everyone knows Seth Kislick in this community. Him and Brittany run Express Lube over right here in Waynesville next to Kroger's. And they are the most giving, wonderful people that I've ever met in my life. They have done backstage stuff for me. Brittany has stage managed. Everybody knows Brittany. Brittany has been on stage. She's got that powerful, beautiful voice. She's a fantastic actress. Seth has been in... I've been in two shows with Seth, and plus he was in Rock of Ages as one of as Dennis, and he auditioned for me, and of course I was like, there were like three or four guys that auditioned for Shrek, but he had the accent down. He came in prepared, and I know his worth ethics, and I know that he works so hard. And to watch where he started and where he is now is amazing. I mean, just, you have to be able to, you got to remember, he is going to be wearing prosthetics, foam, latex all over his face. So he's got to make big facial expressions so you can see it. He's got to be larger than life. All the characters in Shrek are larger than life. And he is just amazing. And you'll fall in love with him. I mean, he's a big teddy bear, and he's fantastic. And not only does he do well as Shrek, he has got to have his hands in everything, whether it's lighting set. You know, last night he lifted a 100-pound lighting instrument up into the grid last night by a hand crank, and it took him an hour to crank it up. That's the kind of devotion you know from anybody. He's amazing.
We certainly take that for granted when we're sitting out in the audience. We don't realize with a theater production like this, you're not just playing your role. You're playing a lot of roles behind the scenes too.
That's what the thing is that, you know, we don't have a huge artistic staff here at Duane that says, oh, we'll take care of everything. That's not how it works. You know, I have many hats here. I have gone and pulled costumes. I've got people sewing for me. I've got orders. I've got rentals. I've got to go to Richmond. You know, it never ends. It just, you see, there, you start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but you know, by Friday we should be where we need to be. And I kind of got off the subject a little bit, but back to Seth. I mean, it's just like, we are blessed to have him in this community, him and Brittany both, and they're both fantastic. Brittany actually plays Mama Bear and the dragon, which you gotta come see the show to see the dragon too, because that's a surprise. It's a big surprise. So I'm not gonna go too much about that.
Leave some mystery there.
So and Chris Martin is amazing. Those who know Bill Martin, it's Bill Martin's son, and he hasn't been on the stage in a while. I think his last production was, I don't know, Grove and Spam a lot, but he is an amazing actor. He plays Lord Farquaad, and he does the show entirely on his knees. And amazing. Just to do a show on your knees the whole show is amazing. He is a great character actor, just embodies that whole overall essence of Lord Farquaad. Anybody who loves Shrek will understand what I'm talking about, is that that's what these are. I mean, all these characters are larger than life. Lots of energy. The show has this pace. It has to keep going. And every part is important in our Shrek. All the fairy tale creatures, they're larger than life. And that's what I'm so excited about sharing the show with, is that the energy that my cast brings with their choreography and their energy and their devotion has just been amazing.
Yeah. This is, looking forward to this, no question about this. It's, again, August 10th through the 13th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Sunday matinee, 3 o'clock, both weekends. And, that's just a week away. So, for those of us who are getting ready for, and it's the first weekend especially. I mean, I know.
Yeah.
You talk about the importance of that first weekend.
Well, the first weekend, we want people to get in because I think tickets are going to fly out the door. And we want people to get in there. And, you know, Secret Garden did so well. And it just, I mean, we were sold out the second weekend. And I think that this is going to do the same. You know, I would recommend people get their tickets as soon as possible. I mean,
to guarantee you see it.
Yeah. Guarantee.
Because word of mouth is going to sell that second weekend.
I mean, it just, you know, the sheer beauty of the show, which is it's eye candy. I mean, it really is. It's eye candy. The costumes, the set. I mean, the whole auditorium has been transformed, into a swamp. So it's so much fun. It's a show for the whole entire family. If you want to laugh, there is one section at the top of Act Two that people are just probably going to be on the floor because it's that funny. Those who have seen Shrek or not seen Shrek before, it's just, it's a little different. It, you know, it's based off the DreamWorks thing, you know, the movie. And it follows the same story, but it's got music in it. It's got a lot of music. It does have the song I'm a Believer in it. But all new songs. Amazing music. Very fun, very hip, very today. It's all current.
I think what's neat too is, you know, for those of us who remember the movie, I mean, that was back in the 90s, I guess. So, I mean, we've now, you know, if you were a kid or if you were a teen then, you've aged now. Now you got kids yourself.
Right.
So it's the kind of thing that you as a parent can enjoy. But it's also something that now you can pass on to your kids in a very neat way to see it live right here in your community too.
Yes, most definitely. We've been working on this show since the end of May. So we started at the end of May. So we've worked on it for two solid months.
Do you dream Shrek now? I mean, have you been?
I started singing a lot of the songs.
I bet.
So. And yeah, I've been singing a lot of this. And it, at different times, some will get stuck in my head.
I'm
like, oh, here we go. But you know, the process I have, like when I get one show in a good place, I start thinking about the other.
Sure.
I have to. It's just, like I said, it's my artistic tick. It just, it never stops. And, you know, I think that's what keeps me going, and that's what keeps me my drive. It's just like any artist or any musician or anyone that has a passion for what they do, it's just, it's what keeps you going. Now, I wish I was a runner. I know you run a lot. I wish I had the drive to run, because I would love to lose a little bit of weight too. So, you know, it's just like that drive. I mean,
I think that artists and I, as a writer and a person who, you know, everything I do, I think that there's some undiagnosed ADD or ADHD that helps us out.
I admit I am one of those.
Oh,
people.
Gosh, me too. Yeah, yeah.
I'm totally. And, you know,
my mind runs 100 miles a minute. Yeah.
I don't take medication for anything.
And I don't either. No, I don't want to turn it off.
I don't want to turn it off.
I like it.
I mean, I know I drive some people crazy, but you know what? I am who I am, and I love what I do. And you know, it's just, it fulfills me. It fulfills my life. And I have friends that surround me and support me. And I give that support back as much as I can to my cast. It's just, I always tell my cast, thank you for your time and your talents. And it's a family. We've created a family. And this cast is probably one of the best casts I've ever worked with. They have gone above and beyond and have been amazing, you know, just amazing and supportive of one another and really just a little small family. So what's really nice, I went to college with one of the mothers of one of my cast members, and I had not seen her in years, and I ran into her in Charleston, and I knew that her daughter was an actress, and I said, you know, you should come over and see our theater. And well, she said, yeah, yeah. She says, I see you're doing Shrek. She says, do you think Lyra's too young to audition? And I said, no, have her come over. And so Lyra is in our production, and me and Heather went to college, to Shenandoah, and Heather was a professional actress for a while in Atlanta and all up and down the East Coast, and just a delightful person. And I did my first classical scene study with her. And we were in productions together all through college, and it was a nice thing to have her daughter in one of my productions, and, you know, it's just great seeing her again.
Reconnecting, right?
Reconnecting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's a small world, and you never know where you're going to end up and what you'll be doing. But
the arts bring us all together, whether it's like that, you know, even just, you know, in this day and age, and I said this, I was on the podcast I did yesterday, I previewed the fact we're going to be doing this today. There are we can sit in our living room with our TV and watch Netflix. We can watch a million channels on cable. I mean, whatever the case may be. But there's something about live theater that, you know, when you sit in your living room, watch TV, it's you, there's a TV screen, you're not interacting. There's no, you can't feel that in a way, you know. You come out to the theater, there's people sitting beside you, there's a live theater. You know, kind of know where the story's going to go, but it just, there's always something new. There's always something fresh.
Yes.
And TV, no matter how good it is, no matter how big the screen is, movie screen, same way. No matter how big the screen is, how good the surround sound is, it's not the same as being right here in this theater.
Mm-mm. No, it isn't. And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, on any given time or any, you know, weekend, weekday, there's always something to do in any of the areas. Yeah. You've got Stanton, you can go see movies. You can go to the Shakespeare Center. Mm-hmm. You can go see a production at Mary Baldwin College. You can go see something at Oak Grove. Shannon Arts. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
Always something going on. And it's an amazing thing. It's just an amazing thing. And I've never seen so many... we did camps this summer, and so many talented kids. I mean, it's amazing that... I'm glad that we have this outlet for all in the Shenandoah Valley for these kids that are looking for something to do and to get into and find their rabbit to chase, you know.
The next kid like you in 7th and 8th grade saying, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, and you end up being a kid at that time, not even thinking about college, you end up pursuing this, and this is what you do now. I mean, yes. There's another kid out there like that.
I never thought I would be doing this. You know, it's like, I never thought. I mean, I've done other stuff. You know, I was an interior designer. I did design work for a design firm in Florida for years. Uh-huh. And flipped homes. And now I just, I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing. Because I was so unhappy for a long time. Just like, people go through this. You know, you find your niche in life and what you're supposed to be doing. And I don't see myself doing anything else except for doing what I'm doing now.
Good place to be in life.
Yes.
Good place definitely. To be in life.
Definitely.
So for our listeners out there, on the Augusta Free Press website, the link that you got to this podcast through, if you got that way, we will have a link to the Buy Tickets page, more information page for Shrek. We'll also have that for those who came through either Facebook or through the podcast link on iTunes. We'll have the information there as well, just a couple clicks away from being able to get your tickets to Shrek. And we definitely encourage you to come out. And also, we'll tease, next Tuesday night is August 8th, a couple days before opening night. We're actually going to be here doing a Facebook Live as the group gets together for final dress rehearsal.
Yes.
So that was 6:15. We'll advertise that on Facebook, on the website, et cetera, et cetera. But a chance to see a little bit behind the scenes of getting ready for a show. So looking forward to doing that too. Well, Hank, thank you for your time today. And we'll look forward to the show.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much.